No. We had our Gemara here. Our Gemara here was a very reason I deviated a little bit out of Baba Kama. Was because you have a major machlokas achronim how to deal with this Gemara, which goes through major sugyas and shas. That is, Now, the question is why? It's a misasik, so why the Gemara have to call Melechas Machshavas Osher Torah? Comes up as you saw it, the halacha of masasek is what is not a. It's not that it's not a ma'aseh. No, masasek is a ma'aseh. It's a pater from korban. Learned out from masasek is learned from out from apostle chotabo brought masasek. What's masasek? Masasek means I do something. And the result that happens, I had no kavanas hamaisa for that whatsoever. I walk into a room. I didn't realize there are all sorts of things. And the moment you walk into the room, the lights turn on. Masasa, I just wanted to walk in the room. All of a sudden, I turn the lights on. That's masasa. Now, there's almost a uniform. Against this Ricky Vega, and his Tshuva Ches, he writes that his friend Yedidi and Asibis disagree with him very strongly. Reb Chaim thought it was like a disastrous idea. Okay. Now, but he's coming from this Gemara. So I figured out, this is the opportunity to go through the end. What is in the Sasha? What's in the Sasha? Entire Gemara. Interesting Gemara. Makas dam lo'ovulim. Makas dam lo'ovulim. It's Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara talks about chavole lo'ovulim. Is chayv chenek. Chavola, in the first two mandarim in the Gemara, say chavola derech rufu is not chavola. Then the Gemara goes on to talk about two amaroyim. One did not let his son take a splinter out, and the other one did not let his son plant a boil. Dilmul chavola. The Gemara says, so why can anyone else take a splinter out? Anyone else take a splinter out? And the answer is, one is shigas lav and one is shigas chenek. Okay, now. One says then Shabbos is shigas gila, and you can take out a splinter on Shabbos, machat shel yad, little balls of coats. So more answer there, it's more chen shichol gufa, makalka b'chabura, all sorts of answers. And the three different ways I know of dealing with that sugya. Let's begin with Tosis. The Rambam begins, very simple idea. That yes, chavola derech refuah. Then Ramban began with a question: why is it it's mutter for a doctor b'chol to do anything dangerous? 90% of the time he will be a refuah. 10% of the time he may kill the patient. What's the hetter? Now this is generally a very, very, very complex shaila. But they're talking about Hakaza, they say certain medications, very strong medication. Sometimes it can kill, sometimes it heals. If the Rofe thinks he can heal with this, but he knows he may make a mistake. So the Torah says, Yimachuyev to continue, is a chiyav refuah, and that even though you may make a mistake. Okay, that's. So what's the problem here? Ramban says, and they say, that I take out a splinter, Dimul Chovel, maybe I'll put the needle here, or it'll go there. Okay, now, what's the problem? So, the problem divides between Tosfos on the one hand, Ran, Ramban, and Rambam on the other hand. And it goes like this. Tosfos is the Dovah Shein HaMaskavin. Now, we'll have to understand what the Dovah Shein HaMaskavin is, and what a Masasik is. Dovah Shein HaMaskavin is, I do A, B might happen, B might not happen. Machlokes, Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, in Kol Yisurah Shabbat Torah. And it's a Din Doraisa, according to Reb Yehuda, I'm not allowed to put myself into a situation. There's a possibility that there will be an Issalav in the Torah. Not allowed to put myself in such a possibility. Reb Shimon says, no problem. And that's on a Doraisa level. In Hilchos Shabbos, everyone agrees, even Rabbi Yehuda says, also it's only Midrabanan. Okay. Now, so comes along Tosfos and says our sugya is dealing within Reb Shimon, who says Dovah Shein HaMaskavin is mutar. Talk about a Dovah Shein HaMaskavin. Now there are two types of Dovah Shein HaMaskavin. Tosfos works with two types, Ramban, Ran, Rambam work with one type. One is the simple case, Nozim of Phosphase. Noza can scratch his head, even though he may take out a hair. Same thing on Shabbos, I can scratch my head and I may take out a hair. I, as an instant goal, say, Tobish and Scott. I do A, it may cause B, it might not cause B. I have no intent to cause B, I have no covenant of some mice for B. Okay. Dovah Shein HaMaskavin. Nisasik is more than that. I do A, and I have no, and I'm not even aware that B may happen. It could be I should have worried about it. For instance, the case here. Eva Munachas Bacheko. So he didn't know it was there. Now, as we learned the Tosfos says, it is Pshia Kain Aveda, not a Pshia Kain Geneva. So what's the Pshantosis? So the Miri says, Pshantosis, I'm supposed to check before I walk out, if I stand up, if something, if someone puts something in my lap or not. The Ravid says the same thing. But Afal Pikain, I didn't. And I didn't think about doing that. So still it's a Masasa, because when I stood up, I had absolutely no intent or no consciousness that B might happen. It's not that I know that B will happen, might happen. That's Dovah Shein HaMaskavin. No consciousness that B will happen. That's a Masasik. So when we talk about if Dovah Shein HaMaskavin is also Misasi may be a Maisaver or not. But if Dovah Shein HaMaskavin is not a Maisaver, it's going to be very difficult to say Misasi is a Maisaver. Because knowing it might happen, might not happen, is not a Maisaver, it's Mutal Chatchila. So then, that it, I don't even aware of that, so to call it myself, that becomes very, very difficult. So you have to see what Dov Hashem Eskaven is. Now, that's A, causing B. Scratching my head may cause me to pull out a hair or not. Now, there's another Dov Hashem Eskaven. The other Dov Hashem Eskaven is what? That I begin doing something. And I know it could end up this way. I want to do A, but I end up not doing A and maybe causing B. I want to do A, but I end up doing B instead. I want to hit that needle straight to where the splinter is. But I'm not such a good aim. I may go 1 inch away. But when I end up, I'm going, I ended up hitting 1 inch away. Tosa calls that also Dov Hashem Eskaven. Tosa says, okay, Dov Hashem Eskaven. And Tosa comes up with a cloud. Dov Hashem Eskaven is mutter, except in Shabbos, except in Chayvei Mises, where it's also, and except in Shabbos, because Melechus Machsheves. So says Tosis. That's why. Okay. That's what Tosis says. Now, let's read how what the Ran says inside Tosis. Now, Tosis is coming from somewhere. Coming from a very simple question he asks. The Gemara tells us that Misasek is not a Maisa Averit. It's learned out Ashechotobo Prat Misasek. That means, L'chol HaPochas, I need some Kavonas HaMaisa in order for it to be an Averit. That's in the case, where's the Pasuk talk about Nechayve Krisis? But, there's another Pasuk. Ashechotobo Reo Bayalach Toveitzim. I go into the forest and chop down a tree. I have no intent of something flying off and killing someone. But I should have checked my axe to make sure it was in better condition. I should have done that. I wanted to think I should have done. I didn't do it. I know I'm going to chop down the tree. I didn't know anymore. I didn't check whether anyone was there. Okay. When something flies off and kills someone, I'm a show guy. Wait a second. I'm a sausage. I know. I just wanted to do one thing, chop down that tree. That's all I wanted to do, chop down that tree. I wanted to chop down that tree. That's all I wanted to do. It's a misasa. Oh. So Tosus concluded from there that misasa is a maisa averincha. It's not only in Ritzicha. When it's in Ritzicha, it's different. No, in all Chayvei Mises. So he has the Sasek and the Maisa Vera in Chayve Kris, in Chayve Mises. Certainly Dov Hashem Eskaven is going to be a Vera in Chayve Mises. He doesn't. Chayve Lavin, the Gemara says, Dov Hashem Eskaven, not a Maisa Vera. Chayve Kris, we'll see somewhere in between. I'll see what we're doing there. Okay, now let's see inside. I'll just read inside how he quotes the Tosis. Well, this is one way of going through the Gemara. Perishu b'Tosis, said Tosis, Shudov Hashem Eskaven, Umutu b'Yisomav, Milgabi Kilayim, Adigmar Mohrixos, Mohrim Kinar, Milgabi Kilayim. Yes, Misa. Lo huta Dov Hashem Eskaven. Rav Agav. Lo huta Dov Hashem Eskaven. Yes, Misa. Dain Yes, Shabbos. Shum Lechas Moshe. Yes, Shabbos. I am reading. The Gemara says, Choma Bishar Mitzis. Mi Bishabbos. The Bishar Mitzis.
It's supposed to be fixed. Okay. The Shah Mitzvahs, Shogi Bulam is Kavin, so, and even though, now what did we talk about? Since the Gemara asked for the Sasek, so we see, then Shah Mitzvahs, the Sasek is not a Maisa Vera, and the Tosa says, and the same thing would be about Dover Shem Miskavim. How does he know that from our sukkah? So Tosis says, I have different sukkahs. Had I only had, he says, we know from our sukkah. And we know from our sukkah, says in Shigas, we know from our sukkah. That we know from the sukkah there, some of the base on the base. Shabbos is different. That the Sasek would be also except from Lechas Mashal. Mesasek is not a Maisa Vera and Chai Vekrisis except Shekei Nehne. Except Shekei Nehne. And Chai Vekrisis, and we see from our Sugya, and we know that Dover Shem is Kavin, is Mutter in Chai Vekrisis. Is not in Abeira in Chayve Lav and Lekolshkein, the Sasek. And that's how Tosa puts everything together. And that's the Sukkah. Walks in. The Ron says, fine, wonderful, great shot. But if what you're saying is true, why doesn't the Gemara, when the Gemara says Shabbat, it should have said, Melechas Mach Shemes Asrutal. Three pairs there, kosher, my kosher, my chachin yad. With Dover Shem is coming, I'm Shabbos, Mutu Shabbat, Moshe. The answer is no. There are two types of Dover Shem is coming. The Dover Shem is coming, I do A. And B might happen, and B might not happen. That's Mutu because the rice, because Melechas Mashavis. Because I don't have, Melechas Mashavis means I have to have Kavonas Hamaisa. I have to have Kavanas Samais. I don't have Kavanas Samais. Number one. But if I don't know where it's going to end up, the needle's going to end up here, the needle's going to end up here. When it ends up there, I have Kavanas Samais. That's not covered by Melechas Mashavas Asatana. That's how Tosfot ends in the Ranz. No. But the Ramban and Ran have a question. Rabbeinu David, Hatamar Hamuvak of Rabbeinu of Ramban. They have a question, what to deal with the Sugya. So they come up with a tremendous Chiddush. And the Ramban goes this way completely. Ramban and Chumash says, there's no Mais Aveira by Shri Gaslav. Shkog is a mice of very high vacuums and high venices, but not in high vacuums. The Torah didn't give an onus for it. The Torah gave an onus for Shkog, Neretziche, high venices, gave it for high vacuums. But, and that's what Shkog is not in a very whatsoever. Ramban has to come up with his Brichidish. Massively. You take a look in Rabbeinu David Bonfi. Pirush Tosfos. Okay. Shum Achav Achav Mokam Akol Tuchol Mokam Achav. He said, that's not Mash Omru Shigaslav and Neshalomatsinu Shaonish Shakov Shigaslav Klum Shem Abide Shemayim Lomis Chaya. What the Ramban and Chumash writes is a double Poshuk, and he says Shemo. He's not 100% sure. To go with the Ramban. It says, Good. The Shema of Avigdor Mitzrayim. Shein l'chot loma onesh hu shetachtes atzmo lebeis esof. Tova hoisu havanotso l'rapos es chavera. I don't understand that. He says, so why do you get involved? Because I want to help someone. If there's no reason to get involved, so don't get involved. The moment there's any reason to get involved, so not a matter. I'm not sure exactly how to define that. Okay, so this is now. Can the Rambam agree with Tosis? Can the Rambam not agree with Tosis or not? How does the Rambam agree with Tosis? No, it doesn't really work. When we have the sugya of Makis Dam, Rambam says, maybe he'll make the chabur in a different place. Okay? So, now, there could be one of two pshatim in that. Either similar to Rabban or similar to Moses. But. Rambam and Dovah Shein Meskave is very, very clear. Dovah Shein Meskave, he says, A, B might happen, B might not happen. It's the only Dovah Shein Meskave that exists. Only Dovah Shein Meskave. That when he sets it up, he doesn't have a second over Shemesh Kav. Okay, so how would the Rambam learn the sugya? Rambam learns the sugya very simply. Another very unique shittas Rambam. The other unique shittas Rambam is that the Rambam says sofek the rice of l'chumra is only midrabbanan. He says it in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah. He sells it in Hilchos Kilayim. He says it in Hilchos Tumas Mes. He says it in Hilchos Sharov sometimes. Shigaslav. The Gemara, Rambam took out from our sugya a very, very unique halacha. That if I go into the situation, now we have to, it's going to be a very complex situation. I'm allowed to do something. The only thing I'm not allowed to do is a vadayis. I'm not allowed to do a suffocus. A suffocus now comes along, Rabbi Huten and says, what about suffocus? Not. Pashas in the Rambam is, the reason I'm not allowed to eat it is the drub on it. Very unique sheet of Rambam. And he took it from our Gemara. Nothing to do with secretion, up secretion, no do with Dovashim. Nothing to do with that at all. In Chayve Mises, it isn't a very. What about Chayve Krisis? For the most complex, I believe it's not. It's very unique. So the Rambam can justify the sugya by saying what? The Rambam can justify saying the sugya. Okay, Shigaslav's not a Maaseh Verbal. Rambam can justify the sugya. Shigaslav is not an avera. I can put myself into it if I have a good reason, not reason. Simple. But these are very unique individual shitas. And the question is, and Tosas has a different shita. Tosas' shita is that the sasek is a maisa avera in chayvei mises. And Misasik is not a Maaseh Aveira in Chayve Lavim, certainly, or Chayve Krisis. And So I understand that. And but Shabbos is different from what Shabbos was talking.
So the question is, why in the world did the sugya here say Torah and not Masase? Because it's Chayve Mises, and the only reason Masase is not a Maitzever is Chayve Krisa.
So the way Tosas Mahalach, the Kibbeg's Raya falls off. But you have other Mahalach. Now, here, we have other Mahalach. The Torah is not. Tosas, in order to justify his Mahalach, which will just eliminate Rabbi Kiveda's kasha right here, right away, is, I don't know if Rabbi Kiveda had a Chiddush Aharon and Sanhedrin. Certainly he didn't have Chiddush Rav Dov and Bonfig and Sanhedrin. He probably didn't have a Ramban and Torah Sodom either. We have a bigger library today. So now, so according to Tosfos, no. Rav Chaim, when he's coming to explain the Rambam, let's just see a number of things in the Rambam. He's trying to define Mesasek, Dovashen Miskavim, Lechas Mashem Asasek Torah. If you give me, first of all, Ram Hilchos Shabbos. Rav Aleph Hilchos Shabbos. Kol Meschavin Lassus Mlocha. Aleph Halocha Chas. I shot an arrow to someone I wanted to kill him. And I missed, and it went down on us in Shusarad. So I didn't do the maisa I intended on doing. Not that I thought I would. I thought I'm a perfect shot. I'll definitely hit it. Not that I thought I may miss and that'll go down. No. I thought I'm a perfect shot. But I missed and it went down. I was sure so. And instead it knocked a branch off of a tree. I was a potter. He did not talk to Alam's Kalva Choma. Niskavili is a Kalva. I said, it's a Choma. Niskavili is Opa Karmas. What did I do? I'm standing in a Rishus Hayochim. And I want to throw into a Karmas. And it went much further. I'm going to get to this case later, and end up in a Shusarab. It's one of Shusarab. It's not the Maisa I wanted to do. I wanted to cut something off that was tallish, that was not connected to the ground. Okay. And that's something. What's connected to them? I'm a kotzer. Polka yotzim. And the Rambam is going to tell us is melechas machsheva sasotam. Skavim lilaoke te'enim shechoros v'likei levonos. I want to pick black figs and I got white figs. Skavim lilkot anovim. But then I did something else. Here I end up with a different result. But let's say I first wanted to pick the figs and then the grapes. And ended up picking the grapes and then the figs. So I didn't do the exact maisa that I was out to do. I wanted to do an avera. I wanted to do an way A, and I ended up doing a way B. Now that's not a masasek.
not a masasek. I intended to pick black grapes and white grapes. I intended to do it in the reverse order.
Mlechas machsheva sasek.
So, what is the Rambam telling me Melechas Machshevas is about? Melech, and we'll see what Dolosh Miskamen and Psik Resh is about. Melechas Machshevas tells me I'm only going to be chayiv if I ended up doing the exact maisa that I intended to do. Misasik in general, not that. So I think in general, I do something and I had no clue. I had zero kavanas in my mind what ends up happening. I do A and B happens. I had no clue. It was not even in the planet. No. Here it's a little much more specific. I have to do the absolute exact thing that I intended to do. It's a much higher demand than the satsang and the rest of the Torah. Okay. That's a whole different. So, yes, one is I had zero kavanas. Here I had kavanas. I wanted to take black grapes and I wanted to take white grapes. I wanted to do it in a certain order, a different order. So I have full kavanas and maisa for black grapes and white grapes. But I didn't have kavanas and maisa for the order. That's a different thing. I wanted black first and white second. Switch the order. So what it is Melachas Machshevas includes within it Misasek with a much higher demand than Misasek is, generally is. That's how the Rambam. And that is what Rabbi Chaim says as follows. So, Dover Shenim Eskave is, even though according to Yehuda, it's also the rice in other places, and Shabbos don't also drop on it. Lechas Mashemis. I need exact. I didn't have come on some ice from the second. I knew it might happen, but I can't say I come on some ice without you doing exactly what you intended to do. That's not as much as I said. Meshnei dinamehem, din dover shenem eskaven shel kol ha-Torah, din melechas machshevas t'shabes. Shnei dinam chalukahem b'yuso dinamei hadodi. Din dover shenem eskaven, ho'iketori b'kavanoso u'retzono. I do something, and there are two results. I want result A, I don't want result B. So here, I scratch my head. There are two results. One, it's not going to take care of the itch in my head. There's another result, I'll pull out of here. I want result one. I couldn't care less about it. There's no ruts in from result B. Now the Gemara includes within this a very strange halacha. That quote is by Harris. Let's say a person has on his skin a nega tzaras, and he figures, I don't want to be a mitzvah, I'll cut it off.
Os Nishama Benegat Saras. Let's say there is a child born, and on his orla he has a Negat Saras. You want to do Bris Milah? There are two results. It's one Maisa, but two separate results. One taking off the oil, one taking off the Negat Saras. Well, calls that also Dabar Shnei Miskav. One Maisa with two results. Okay. Why? There's no Rotson for the second Maisa. So he says, do I want this result or I don't want this result? If I don't want this result, that's the din of Rav Hashem Eskav. Totally different. So what is Melechas Machshavas? Melechas Machshavas is a very simple thing according to the Rambam. I'm doing a maisa with the exact precise. I ended up doing the exact maisa I intended to do. So it's a much higher bar than masasik. So according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, according to our Gemara, what is our Gemara saying? Our Gemara is telling us not all Rishonim agree with the Rambam on this. Okay. But then they're going to have a different pshat there in the Sugya and Sanhedrin. Rambam is nothing. Rambam is very simple. Whenever the Gemara talks about Masasing Shabbos, the Gemara always quotes, what is the Gemara Salak Beis on the Beis quote? Melech Moshavas. Why? Because the requirements of Melech Moshavas are much higher requirements than the requirement of normal Masasek. And therefore, it includes Masasek, but Masasek plus, 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 plus. And that's why, according to Rukhayim, the Raya of Rabbi Akiva Eiger from the Gemara here, certainly in the Rambam, and he works through all the different Rishonim, it doesn't get started. Okay, that is okay. Now, let's get back to this is what I wanted to show you here, introduce you to certain basic ideas. Okay, now, then Gemara says like this. Hoy seven munachas lo b'chek lo hikabo lo omad v'noflo v'inyin ezikin chayev. Ramban says, interesting side machlok between the Ramban and other Rishonim. Ramban says, this is an absolute onus. He doesn't say Masasek, he says onus. No one says Masasek. I stand up, it is a Masasek. So what do we see from here? Masasek is Chayev in Nazik. Which would tell us that Adam HaMazik, you cannot say that the Chiyav is because of the Maisa Avera unless you adopt the Mahalach from Kivega. So therefore, back to the Mokei Yosef. Mokei Yosef, the Lairo Sasadova. So, Lairo Sasadova can tell him a bunch of whole things. There's no onish. Okay. Well, that's going to not be considered my mice. Right. Or an onish cannot be mechayev me anything. All sorts of things. But from this sugi, you see one thing clearly, that the mechayev of Adam HaMasik, the mechayev tashlumim, is not the aveva. Ein hachanami. It's also to be masik. That's an is. The chiyav tashlum, the Torah independent. They have their own Torah. And even if you have a situation where there is no Maisa Aveira, for instance, Masasek, it's still going to be Chayef. Comes out a very clear thing. Either you take Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that Masasek is a Maisa Aveira, or you say the Torah independent. So maybe it means an onus can't be mechayev me anything. Okay. That's why the new chayos. When I said at the beginning, I gave all the possibilities. People want to say, what's the answer? The answer is as we go through the sugyos, you'll see the answer. That's how it works.
Ready?
Yes.
Could there be an avera in the pshia?
According to the Rambam,
it's
a masasa. It's not very in the Pshia. The Pshia itself. Not in the Maisa Hezek, in the Bavarians in the Pshia. You're right. I have to back up. Maybe. Could be you're right. In Abed Varam Potter. In Shabbos Nach Moshe Osir, in Golos Potter. Okay. No, Arbidvar. What is the clown on Arbidvar?
That means
every Chovel is Chayev in five things. There's a Tzar, Ripui, Shevet, and Boshes. Here, in Kobi, there's an Avera. There's Nezek and the Tzar, Ripui, Shevet, and Boshes. Is it because of the Avera or not? We'll have to see. But here, he's Potter. Why? Says Rashi, does he say? But Lin is in Chaya. If Afkin Shogi can make you honest, come on. Also, Torah is coming last as a Melocha, because so much I am called, so much I am with them. And the Melocha is coming last as a Melocha, because God is going to know all of them who made his pot. God is the mark and the Nefesh Bishgog, and the Mik Bishgog, and the Hechad have a Yedi and the Ikara. Well, he could bomb it all along. He skips Dalit. He says there are two levels of Shgog. There's a Shgog where now, what are we talking about? Here, we're going to have to see in Tosfos, because what has Tosfos told us? Tosfos has told us, I am, that it's, if I'm going to be chayv in the Zikin, it's a pshia ke'ein avedo. It's a pshia karav lemezid. I should have checked. Says Tosis. Okay, doesn't, we don't have a Tosis. We'll see. When it says Vishkog Machal the heavily, but heavily idea. Mishum the Gabe Golok Siv Kuva Vishkog. Dorish the Dahar Gabe Chedu Avogal Siv Vishkog Machashin Le Hoysalo Yedia. So, Tosfos says as follows, a very important Tosfos, that Golos is what? Golos is not just any shogeg. Not any shogeg. In Chaylev, I have a piece of, if I have a piece of fat from an animal, I'm not sure if it's Shuman or Chaylev. And I eat it by mistake, and chayev. It's a shkoka. I never knew there was any chaylev around whatsoever. It's a very broad shkoka. But since the word shkoka is said many times, by Golas, it's a very narrow shkoka. We'll see as we go through the sugya what it means by broad, but it's a much narrower shkoga system. We're in Evan. Look to the Pshim Gamriel Rabbonim. The Tanya, Rishonis and Rabba wrote from Omel Cholenai, the Simo, Hatolim Shana, the Hippidol, Sirchim Adon, the Yotzel Chemis. The Adon You have an Adon, he's a doctor, and the Eved comes to him, I have a problem with my tooth. Doctor is a dentist. And the Eved comes to him, he doesn't force himself on the Eved, he comes to him. And he's trying to fix the tooth and ends up knocking out the tooth. So he goes free. What is Vishikhatsa? Scavenging the Shachas. Shem Gamliel says, I have to have cut. There's a cause of that, I have to have kavona to damage. Right? It could be. Rabbi Shem Gamliel says, if it's there for food, it's nothing. Maybe. I don't know. We have to see. In Dalavar and Potter. Dalavar and Hikibor. So, what happened if I knew it was there, I forgot about it. In Yazim Chayev. In Dalavar and Potter. In Golas Chayev. Or Bishkog. Or Chalev Liyadi. Or Avel Liyadi. In Shabbos Potter. In every plug of says Rashi. Potter. The Avogah of the Hikibah had a Shikach Shogeg V'lov Shiyah. So, what is Rashi telling me? That there are different levels. Is he telling me Tosis? Which Tosis? I'm trying to figure out what Rashi holds on the whole machlokas, how much an onus it has to be. So Rashi says it's a plain shogeg, it's not a pshia. So pshia, so Rashi, so look. Is Rashi showing me he disagrees with Tosis? Or he doesn't disagree with Tosis? Why? Tosis says what? What is Shogeg Onus Kein Aved? It's Karav Lipshia. Rashi says Karav Lipshia means he's not quite a Poshea. The Shomachinim is a Poshea. So Rashi is just trying to get him out of being a poshe like a shomachinum. He's upping the ante a little bit. Okay, we shall stop here. Okay, chaz what I said, and we'll begin going. What I told you is very. I gave you a lot of your sorus and the Shabbos to understand and to see where it is. Everyone disagrees with Rabbi Kivega, where they're coming from, what they have to say. Okay.